The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This USA Today poll, I was talking with Jonathan Butcher just a few minutes ago from the Heritage Foundation. He wrote an opinion piece this week, Living in Fear, an Unacceptable Risk for School Children. And that's the big discussion right now, is school in the fall. How do we get back? USA Today, their poll this week, 4 out of 10 parents say that they oppose having their child return to school unless there's a vaccine. And I think we all pretty much know that there's probably not going to be a vaccine by August, September. So what do we do? One of the this issue, of course, is one that the Greenville County School Board started tackling just this week on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Linda Levinas-Wells, chairman of the Greenville County School Board. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I appreciate y'all addressing this. I have received many emails from parents for going back to school and those that are a little concerned, but mostly wanting to go back to a traditional classroom. Whether that happens or not, you know, that will be dictated by DHEC and the state superintendent, Molly Spearman, as well as the governor. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of different options in place, and I know the students miss seeing their colleagues and you know, interchanging activity as well as seeing their classroom teachers face-to-face. It's a very difficult situation, Joey. And we really are looking at all options, and the district has really worked very diligently over the last several months trying to figure out what is the best situation and how we will address the buses if there is social distancing on the buses and getting our children to school and so forth.
Right. Right. So. And that alone, Linda, is just an issue. I mean, typically a bus route, by the time the driver makes that last pickup, it's full. The bus is full. So the only way you could do that would be, I guess, make a couple of runs if you can only use every other seat or something. I mean, what kind of discussion are y'all having on how that could even happen?
Well, you know, they're saying that maybe 12 to 16 on a bus of 30. And when you think that those buses of 30 or our buses of 60 are full every morning, it's very difficult and trying to figure out how that transportation piece is going to work. And I think that there's so many different avenues and issues that we're looking at, and I commend all those at the district for really spending hours and hours and hours trying to figure out the best way to handle this.
Sure.
And really, Joey, by August, nobody's going to know exactly where we are.
Right.
Things change daily. They really do change daily. And there are parents that really want their children back in school.
I think we all do. And you're right. Things change daily. And it's so confusing because, I mean, like just last week, the CDC issues a statement saying that, well, surfaces contaminated surfaces really aren't that good of carriers of the virus. You're probably okay. Keep washing them, but you're probably not going to get the virus from touching a surface. Now, yesterday, they updated that, said, oh, we created some confusion last week. Surfaces might be a little worse than we thought. So, you know, nobody knows what to believe. Do you wear a mask or do you not wear a mask? there's so much misinformation, unknown. There's so many unknowns with this. Who knows what's going to be happening come August, September, when you guys are ready to open up?
I know. You know, I'm getting ready to walk into graduation at Bon Secours for Southside. I was at the Fine Arts Center graduation yesterday, and it really went extremely well. It was a beautiful graduation, and this is my favorite time of the year. It's when I hug and shake hands and ask these right. young people what their plans are. Not to be able to do that, it's extremely difficult. But the district worked very diligently to make sure that we celebrated this time for these graduates. And the parents have been very good as far as seating in the Bon Secours Arena. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, I'm just,
Joey,
I'm just glad
to do everything we can. And we just appreciate you and all your people that come on and give their opinion because, you know, we care about what people think and what they feel. Yeah. So I applaud you. I applaud you and 94.5. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Linda. Appreciate you calling in. And look, I know it's a tough job, and we appreciate what you guys do as well, because there's going to be some tough decisions coming up. So appreciate you calling in this morning, Linda.
Just keep those prayers coming.
Have a great day. Be safe. Linda Levinas-Wells, chairman of the Greenville County School Board.